The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Dunwell Jasper. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Lydia Hand, our page from Linscomb.
Let us pray. You are holy, Lord, the only God, and your deeds are wonderful. You are strong, you are great. You are the Most High, you are Almighty. You, Holy Father, are the King of heaven and earth. You are three and one, Lord God, all good. You are good, all good, supreme good. Lord God, living and true, you are love, you are wisdom, you are humility, you are endurance. You are rest, you are peace, you are joy and gladness, you are justice and moderation. You are all our riches, and you suffice for us. You are beauty, you are gentleness. You are protector, you are our guardian and defender. You are courage, you are haven and hope. You are our faith and our great consolation. You are our only eternal life, great and wonderful Lord, God Almighty, merciful Savior. Lord, as we gather here this day, we submit all that we are to all that you are. We ask that your life, we ask that your presence, we ask that your truth live and reign within us. And Lord, we want to give you all the glory, all the praise, and all our service and our love. And we ask this in your precious name, the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Well done.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2040 by Stone and others, a bill for an act related to the immunization against COVID-19 requirements for enrollment in a licensed child care center, elementary or secondary school, or post-secondary school in Iowa.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Education.
House File 2041 by Bradley, a bill for an act relating to hospitals. To hospitals' practices, including those involving sepsis protocols and the rights of the parents of a minor patient.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2042 by Height, a bill for an act relating to disclosure of psychological testing materials.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2043 by Height, a bill for an act relating to the mandatory retirement age of magistrate judges.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2044 by Fisher, a bill for an act related to residents under 16 years of age accompanying an adult who is hunting or trapping.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 2045 by Fisher, a bill for an act relating to certain governmental notices relating to eminent domain authority and urban rural renewal plans and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2046 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to voter records retained by the State Commissioner of Elections.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2047 by Eisenhart, a bill for an act related to certain campaign communications providing fees and providing for penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2048 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to contracts for purchases, leases, or rentals of voting equipment.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2049 by Salmon, a bill for an act related to voter identification for absent voters.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2050 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to the registration of antique snowmobiles.
First reading bill is an RA for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2051 by Sorensen, a bill for an act exempting from the individual income tax certain pay received by members of the National Guard, including retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading bill is an RA for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2052 by Gobble, a bill for an act relating to public school internet filtering of social media sites.
First reading of the bill is an RA for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2053 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to curriculum provided by school districts.
First reading of the bill is an RA for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2054 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to sexual orientation or gender identification instruction or related materials provided by a school district to pupils.
First reading of the bill is an RA for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2055 by Hunter, a bill for an act relating to student athletes at institutions under the control of the State Board of Regents.
First reading of the bill is an RA for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2056 by Moore, a bill for an act relating to the statutes of limitations on arbitration proceedings and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is an RA for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2057 by Fisher, a bill for an act relating to taking fur-bearing animals without prior permission of the Natural Resource Commission.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 2058 by Salmon, a bill for an act related to public indecency exposure in certain establishments and making penalties applicable.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2059 by Fisher, a bill for an act requiring the construction and maintenance of rumble strips on certain highways.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2060 by Wills and others, a bill for an act relating to social studies instructions in public schools and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2061 by Wills, a bill for an act concerning persons appointed to the convention called by the United States Congress to propose amendments to the United States Constitution, providing penalty and including effective date provision.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment amendment referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2062 by Wills, a bill for an act relating to individual and corporate income tax by providing an alternative base income tax at the election of the taxpayer and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment amendment, referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2036 by Eisenhart, a bill for an act prohibiting the use, manufacture, distribution, and sales of consumer products containing certain chemicals, making penalties applicable and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for a commitment amendment, referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 2064 by Eisenhart, a bill for an act related to the approval of the County Board of Supervisors of rules proposed by the County Board of Health.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment amendment, referred to the Committee on Resources.
House File 2065 by Anderson, a bill for an act relating to the establishment of the Iowa Violent Death Reporting System.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2066 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to the requirements for filters on mobile devices activated in the state, providing for civil liabilities for manufacturers of mobile devices for certain violations and including penalties and contingency effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2067 by Stone and others, a bill for an act relating to employer vaccine mandate limitations and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2068 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to service animals and assistance animals in rented housing and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2069 by Fisher and Mumsen, a bill for an act relating to the registration requirements for certain vessels and the use of registration fees and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 2070 by Eisenhart, a bill for an act relating to acreage limitations for the production of hemp and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment, referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2071 by Dolichek, a bill for an act related to the practice of cosmetology, arts, and sciences at mobile establishments.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2072 by Donahue, a bill for an act relating to the practice of cosmetology, arts, and sciences at mobile establishments.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment, referred to the Committee on State Government. Are there any other announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Hall. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Good morning. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Many of us served with Representative Tim Cassina, and many of you will also remember Tim's wife, Sue, who clerked for him for a session or two. Some of you may have heard the news. I know that Tim shared it at the end of last week. Before Tim actually came down here to the chambers, as a retired firefighter throughout his life, he's been exposed to a number of different risks and hazards. Before he came down here to the House, he was able to beat cancer into remission and serve two terms. Unfortunately, Tim shared last week that the cancer came back and has spread to a variety of different places, and it's in a late stage form. We're of course very sad to hear that news, but he seems to be in great spirits and has resumed treatment this week. So I'm just sharing the news here with the chamber. Ask that you keep Tim and Sue in your prayers and your thoughts as they engage this tough battle. And if you stop by my desk after about 9 o'clock this morning, I'll have a couple of cards that we'll set out and send them just to send encouraging thoughts. I know that your encouragement and prayers would be very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for the update. The chair will recognize the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House adjourn until Monday, January 24th at 1 p.m.
Is there any other business to come before the body? The chair recognizes the lady from Cerro Gordo, Representative Steckman. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for a point of personal privilege?
It is that time of the day. You are in order.
Thank you very much. This will be very short, but I want to encourage everyone, when they go home this weekend, talk to the public school teachers, talk to the curriculum directors, talk to your superintendents, talk to your librarians, find out what's going on in your school. I think it's super important that we're looking out for our 400 and almost 500,000 public school kids in this state. And so if you could take a moment to get on the phone and talk to them and just see how do they handle the books, the curriculum, the lesson plans, what's available for us to see if we would ask to see it. I know I have been talking to mine, and it's been pretty enlightening, even for me as a retired teacher. So I want to take just a minute to read a letter or an email that we all got a few days ago from a citizen to our legislators. I'm deeply concerned about the messages that are being sent to our public schools and public school teachers, and I'm hoping that we will take a stand on their behalf. Teachers are deeply demoralized. They are being inundated with legislation about what they can say about diversity. They are told they should be charged as felons and even jail time for providing obscene books to their students, that they have a sinister agenda. If I were to ask you about the teachers who influenced you in your life, I'm thinking most of you would tell me about some important stories and you would also recognize how the influence continues. Imagine what your former teachers are feeling right now. How are your messages affecting them? I gave my whole life for my students, not because I had an agenda, but because I so loved them and could see in their essence what they wanted to feel, what it was like when someone believed in them. I hope you have those stories to tell, and I hope you will fill the chambers with those stories. Imagine how healing that would be. I know from experience how teachers care. Collectively, teachers have always talked about how their kids learn best. They've talked about curriculum that would best meet their needs, both in the present and in the future. And most work tirelessly on behalf of their students. I have never known teachers to be plotting a sinister agenda. As a parent, I was always grateful for my kids' teachers who often saw in them gifts that I didn't recognize. Most teachers make relationships a top priority, both with their students and with their parents. Parents already have a lot of opportunities for input into their children's learning. Teachers are some of the most important advocates for our kids across the state. Most see their students through the eyes of care and possibility. They look out for their well-being, imagine what they are feeling right now as they hear the messages that some legislators are sending. What happens when our teachers are so discouraged that they choose to leave the profession? We all lose. The greatest gift we can give our teachers is not an extra $1,000 bonus, but our trust in the work that they do. Our encouragement, our support, and our financial support for our schools. This is Julie Powell Moore. I can look back and think of teachers that affected my life. Mrs. Post, she was a substitute teacher when I was in fourth grade. And believe me, that was a long time ago. So I'm sure a lot of you can think back on a teacher that maybe influenced your life in a positive way. I actually have Facebook friends who were my second grade students. One of them is a teacher in Ames, and we're in communication quite a bit. And I never knew I had an influence on him, but he said, my folks were going through a bad divorce in second grade, and I was really feeling down, and you always had a smile on your face and encouraged me to do my best. So teachers are important in the lives of kids, and they need to know that we have their back. So I'm encouraging you, just pick up the phone this weekend, call your superintendent, call some teachers in your district, call your librarian, whatever. I think it would be a good thing for all of us to do. Thank you very much.
Seeing no further business come before the body, you've all heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.